Good day to everyone. It is the 2026 National Day of Prayer. The first Thursday of May of each year has been given. Did you know it started in 1952 as part of his Washington, D.C. crusade? Reverend Billy Graham stood on the U.S. Capitol steps on February 3rd and challenged Congress to pass legislation establishing a National Day of Prayer in America. On April 17th, just a few months later, a bill initiated by Mr. Conrad Hilton of Hilton Hotels and Senator Frank Carlson of Kansas was passed. Public Law 82-324, Section 119, that the President shall set aside and proclaim a suitable day each year other than a Sunday as a National Day of Prayer on which the people of the United States may turn to God in prayer and meditation at churches, in groups, and as individuals. If you'd like to read more about it, we left you a link. So join others today praying in your area for our country, our state, our county, and your city. Find one near you by using the Finding Gathering website. Again, the link is there. So today we pray along with the National Day of Prayer organization, their prayer for 2026. Almighty God, King of Glory, we confess our sins and repent of our pride that sought our own glory and comfort, allowing evil to take root instead of your fruit in our hearts, homes, culture, and country. Please forgive us. Now, with this declaration of rededication, we humble ourselves, we pray and seek your face, turning from our wicked ways that you would heal our lives and our land. Please purify and renew our hearts with holy attributes, affections, attitudes, and actions to love you with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. We give you glory as we repent and rededicate our lives, our nation, our state of California, San Bernardino County, and the cities in which we live. For 250 years, you, O Lord, have guarded and guided America in wisdom, grace, mercy, and love. We praise you and thank you for our founding fathers, for all who sought you in fervent prayer throughout history and answered your call to defend justice and freedom, to protect and serve, preach and teach, innovate, communicate, learn, work, worship, and establish our laws. May your kingdom come, Heavenly Father, and your will be done in our lives, our families, the church, education, business, military, government, arts, entertainment, and media, as you've designed for it to in heaven. We prayerfully commit to glorify you, Father God, among the nations, seeking you in all generations. In Jesus' name, amen.